Well, I want to thank everyone, and everyone that came out to give their information. I really appreciate it. These things ought to be done more often. I'm going to go back to this education thing real quick and kind of, for me. I went to the Board of Education and spoke up about this situation, I don't know, better than a month ago. I find it real hard that we're going to build anything until we get the safety issues at West Blockton High School fixed. I'll say this. I'll tell you what unity is. Unity is a group of people to come together like this and get these things done, because the principal of West Blockton High School is sitting here with us tonight, Mr. Lally, and he can tell you the actions of some of you and us speaking to the commission has done some things. I mean, we've had electricians out there and we've had plumbers out there trying to address these things. And I really do. What I believe is once we had spoken with the Board of Education about the issues and what we thought, I believe you ought to step back and give them time to take care of these things and move forward. But I'm totally against them renewing that bond. I'm totally against that. I hope I have two votes from these two members of the Board of Education, because that prevents them from doing that. They've got past the county commission. We do have to have assistance from the other side. If it's a 3-2 vote, we got to get on the phones, call the other side. Call your superintendent. Tell him what your worries are, your concerns. The safety of that school, this, I said this a million times, and it comes from the superintendent. A quality education and a safe environment is our top priority, and I think that's all of our top priority is that. And I'll hold them to it. For me, and this is just a personal thing for me, I won't go sit down if they renew this bond and close my mouth and chill. I just ain't going to do it. I'll find somewhere else to go. That school is a necessity. It's a necessity for our students, our citizens of the town of West Blockton. It's the lifeline of that town. And I won't sit idly by and watch it. I won't. I don't. And I think, you know, when you want to talk about unity, I think we've had a group of people to get together and discuss that with the superintendent. I don't know if he's listening, but I suggest that he does, because there's a lot of us that ain't going to sit down and let it go by. Listen, I work for the State Athletic Commission. I love sports. I'm going to referee some fights next week. It's one of my favorite things to do. But when it comes to sports, they are secondary to our children's education. We rank at the bottom of this state. This state ranks at the bottom of this country, and I'm tired. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear any of my children tell me again that they're going to move to another town because the educational system seems to be better than Shelby. That's unacceptable for me. I think we all got the tools to do something about it. Get on the phones. Get on the phones. I want to say this tonight, and this meeting, to inform you, was about a lot getting together. But remember, always remember this, we are stronger together. The community's stronger together when it puts its head together and goes to work. And we need to unite and do that for the education of our children here. That school needs to be built. If we have $11 million, let's not waste it on senseless, absolute senseless projects. Education's number one, and isn't it? Quality education in a safe environment. And that goes to that subject.
Jeff, I'd hate to interrupt you, but this point. I probably implied it to you when I gave the history of the West Blockton schools, the two high schools. My main point, though, in case you didn't get it, the Bibb County Board of Education has never built West Blockton High School school. It was built by the federal government and one by the state completely. So it's our time. But I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, sir. I do plan for us to do one, though. Let me say something. It's our children's future. It's up to us to do something about it. I want to thank everyone of you for coming tonight. I think it was, I hope you learned something. I want you to let you know, anybody knows me, my door's always open. I guarantee you that. It's got a little peg in the bottom of it so you can't close it. And so, but anyway, our door's always open, and the rest of your representatives will tell you the same thing. We work for you. I'm hired by you to represent the town of Woodstock, and that's what I mean to do. So my door's always open. My phone's always available. Yes, sir.
When is the meetings of more education?
It's the second Tuesday of every month.
And what time is it open? It's open to everybody come?
It is.
And is it 5?
It's 5. We started last, our last meeting is live streamed, so you can watch it. It's going to be on live stream now, so you can go back and watch it after the meeting. You can't watch it or watch what's going on.
All right. Once again, thank everybody for coming. Our representatives, they'll stick around, and you guys, you want to ask them questions, that's great. So just, you know, hang around and make them. Thank you so much for coming here. Do appreciate you so much. Get involved. Get involved. That's number one. Get involved. Stay involved. Stay informed. We're stronger together, guys. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good evening.